Welcome. The First Baptist Church of South Orange presents the Reverend Dr. Terry L. Richardson Sermon Podcast, The Word. Listen at home, on the go, or wherever you can. To learn more or join our church, visit fbcso.org. That's fbcso.org.
Welcome to The Word. I'm Dr. Terry Richardson, and I'm delighted you joined us here today on this very first podcast, which is a series of podcasts that we will be producing here at the First Baptist Church of South Orange. Today, I want to talk to you about your next bold move, a God-sized dream. Your next bold move really clarifies where you are in the context of your life and where you're going. I want you to know that inside of each of us is our next bold move. Now, to be honest with you, all of us have about four major moves in our lives. And those four major moves are really predicated on the four seasons of our lives. So let me just really briefly talk to you about the four seasons of our lives. The first season is the starting season. Now, generally, that's between the ages of 0 and 20. That's the starting season. It's a providential season. It's a season that none of us have control over. You have no say-so who your parents are. You have no say-so of your gender, your physical makeup, nor your natural gifts, your nationalities, or where you were born. That starting season is just simply a season, ladies and gentlemen, where we are not in control. But it is a major season, and you made a bold move by being born, if that makes sense to you. Now we really get into the seasons when we talk about the moves that we make in life. And the next season, we go from the starting season to the searching season. Now, the searching season, generally, the ages are around 20 to 40. Now, these are not absolutes. We're just talking in general terms. So in general terms, between the ages of 20 to 40, it is our searching season. These are the ages or the years where we are trying to find our vocation in life. This is where we may make a bold move, where we may get involved in a relationship with that special someone. We try to have things in our lives come together, figure out who we are. So we really try our hands at different things in life. We're searching for where we belong, where we're going, thoughts about where we want to end up. And so somewhere in there, you and I have different experiences that will actually shape and lead us into the next season. And the next season and a move that we have in life come generally between ages 40 and 55. That is the success season. A few things are going on here when you and I make moves in this season. First, you have settled. Maybe that girlfriend or boyfriend and that relationship we started in our 40s. Between our 20s and 40s, maybe we decided in the season of success to actually get married, raise a family. It's a bold move for many of us. The first thing I want you to understand is in the success season is that you're now settled with yourself. You're not trying to do this. You're not trying to do that. You're pretty settled. You say, I'm at a good place in life. I like the decisions I have made in life, the bold move I made in this part of my life. And I want you to really understand between the ages of 40 and 55, do you realize that most millionaires are made in their 50s? So the 50s is when we think we're peaking, but we're not really peaked yet. So after the success season, there's another season, and that season is the significant season. And generally, speaking in general terms, we hit that season and make another bold move in that season in our 50s plus. In this season, we have courage. We're mindful of our legacy. We're mindful of our destiny. And so somewhere between the ages of 45 and 60, you have success by saying yes to some things. After 60, again, somewhere between 50 and 60, and afterwards, your success comes by your wisdom to say no to some things, because you know that your answers will define your destiny. So those are the four major moves we make in life in general. In Genesis chapter 37, verses 5 through 8, and thereafter, we are introduced to a gentleman by the name of Joseph. Joseph was his father's favorite son. Joseph had a series of dreams where he shared his dreams with his father and with his brothers, and they hated him for it because Joseph's dream included his family and all of the universe seeming to bow down to him. And his brothers hated him for that dream. Have you ever had a dream and someone didn't like you or didn't like the dream that you were having? This was Joseph's story. So it was in this age, in this life, where between the ages of 0 to 20, that Joseph had this dream and he shared this dream. Now, Joseph shared this dream because of the dream, because him sharing this dream, I really want you to understand this. It put him into some very vicarious situations with his families and those around him. Let me just share with you real briefly the 5 steps that you and I will need to take for wherever you are in life that will include your next bold move, which is generally a God-sized dream. It's something God places in your heart. That first step that you need to understand, that you need to meet, or that happens for your next bold move, is the pre-contemplation stage. Pre-contemplation is where you don't have the words to describe what you're feeling on the inside. All you know is that God has given you this dream and there's something staring up inside your stomach and it's an uneasiness. Have you ever been there? It's where you say, I don't know what's going on inside of me, but I'm not content. I'm not happy. I can't eat. I can't sleep. And I just can't put the words to it because it's deep down inside of me. That's a pre-contemplation stage. And if you have that going on in your life, then God may be setting you up for your next bold move. After the pre-contemplation stage, it's the contemplation stage. In this step, this is the place where you start giving some serious thought to what has been going on inside of you and the conversations you've been having in your head about what you have been dreaming. You surround yourself with friends and those who have made their next bold move to a higher level in the area that you want to aspire to. After contemplation, this is where you now do something about the dream that God has given you. Like in Joseph's case, he shared it with his family. This is where you pull the trigger. This is where you take that jump of faith. It's where you make a leap and it's where change actually begins to happen around you. Now, you also are looking for a confirmation in this stage, but don't be surprised like Joseph when you share your dreams with some of those who are closest to you, but they never support it. After action, it's the rallying stage or the rallying step. This is where you rally the troops of supporters. You are going to have your haters. You might even have your doubters and naysayers. But the rallying stage, because that dream is such a God-sized dream and you're ready to make that move, you rally troops around you who support you, who believe in you, who believe in the dream that God has given you. And that final step is the step of momentum. Now that you leaped, now that you rallied the troops around you, and now that you have some momentum, now you got to lean into the corners. You got to really lean into those situations in order to sustain your next bold move and realize the dream that God has placed in your heart. Here's what I want you to know. Your next bold move is not a decision you make because someone puts a gun to your head. Your next bold move is a God-sized dream. It's a decision that you take on because of what's going on inside of you. So when people ask, do you regret the bold move that you made? You answer them this way. Why should I regret moving on? Why should I regret going higher in something that God has given me and birthed inside of me? I took the risk. I pulled the trigger in faith. I counseled with the right people. I surrounded myself. I read books on the subject and I trusted in God. What is your next bold move? You have it inside of you. Your next bold move is a God-sized dream.
Thank you for listening to the word. Be blessed.